Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Live and Win, Activating the Inner Man Through Weight in Action. I'm your host, Duke Spiri. Remember, this podcast is a hub for mental health awareness, motivation, purpose, and identity building, not forgetting everything in between. Stay glued. Hi, welcome to Live and Win with Dorcas, Activating the Inner Man Through Weight and Action. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to this week's episode where we get to discuss bipolar disorders, the signs, the symptoms, the types, and what you can do if you know someone who has a bipolar disorder. But before we begin, I'm going to share with you guys how my day began. So as usual on Sundays, I wake up at 6 so that I get to prepare for church, and I'm done with church by 14. So it being the last week of the month, I decided to do my hair. I usually do my hair at the end of the month. So I went to the salon and I had a hard time picking which color of braids I should do. I don't know if it's because of my complexion or not. So I find it hard for me to choose which color will go well with my complexion, because I'm not too dark, I'm not too light. Like, I just have a fair complexion. But luckily the hairdresser was so sweet and she chose a certain color for me. Of which, you guys, if you want to see the new hairstyle that I have, you have to follow me on Facebook at DorcasPiri98, then you'll be able to see my new hairstyle, and you can let me know if the color choice was good or not. If it wasn't, then I promise I am not doing this hairstyle again. But if it was good, then definitely I might give it a try some other time. So like I said, we are talking bipolar disorders today. It's very cardinal that we get to know these mental health disorders and look out for them. It's much easier that way if we know what we are dealing with and how best we can help someone who is going through this. Stay tuned to Live and Win with Dorcas. Still on Live and Win with Dorcas, Activating the Inner Man Through Weight and Action. So today we are talking bipolar disorders. So to begin with, bipolar disorders used to be known as manic depressive illness or manic depression. That's the former name. That's how people used to call them. They used to call them the manic depressive illness or the manic depression. But now they are called bipolar disorders. So this is basically a mental disorder that causes unusual shifts in the mood, energy, and activity levels, as well as concentration and the ability to carry out your day-to-day task. So this is just like, you know, a shift in how someone behaves. Someone might be high the next minute, then they are low the next minute, they're energetic the next minute, then they're not energetic the other minute. It's that unusual. So there are three types of bipolar disorders which you should look out for. So there's what we call the bipolar 1 disorder. So this is defined by the manic episode that lasts at least 7 days. So for the bipolar 1 disorder, this is like the first type. So for this one, it's defined by a manic episode, this shift in moods which will last for at least 7 days. Okay, so they have to last for like a week. Then you know that, okay, this is bipolar 1 disorder. So usually depressive episode occur as well, typically lasting at least 2 weeks. So, you know, it's accompanied by a high mood and a depressive mood, which will typically last 2 weeks. So apart from the bipolar 1 disorder, we have what you call the bipolar 2 disorder. This seems so easy, you know, when you talk of the three types, and the first type is bipolar 1, then the second type is bipolar 2. Hope no one is thinking that maybe the third type will be bipolar 3. So the third type, we don't call it bipolar 3, but I'll let you know what we call it. So let's talk about the bipolar 2 disorder. So this is defined by a pattern of depressive episodes and hypomanic episodes, but not the full-blown manic episodes that are typical of a bipolar 1 disorder. So when it comes to a bipolar 2 disorder, it's defined by this pattern of a depressive episode, but it is not as much as it is in the bipolar 1 disorder. So for the bipolar 2 disorder, there's this hypomanic episode. So the mania is not too much. The change in the moods is not as much as it is in the first one. Then we come to the third one, which we call the cyclothymic disorder or the cyclothymia. So this one is defined by periods of hypomanic symptoms as well as periods of depressive symptoms lasting for at least 2 years. And in children, it's different because in children, it might actually last for a year. But in adults, it's usually at 2 years. So these are periods where there's hypomanic symptoms and depressive symptoms. It's a combination of these two. And what differentiates this one from the first one is the duration. The first one, you know, there are these hypomanic episodes at least for 7 days. But for a cyclothymic or cyclothymia, this will actually last for 2 years, except that in children, it might be for a year. But however, the symptoms do not meet the diagnostic requirements for hypomanic episode and a depressive episode. So in as much as they will last for 2 years, you find that when you take this is a client, when you take the patient to a mental health clinic, you find that the hypomanic episode and the depressive episode do not meet the certain diagnostic requirement that they use to determine how severe a mental condition is. And the thing is that sometimes a person might experience symptoms of bipolar disorder that do not match the three categories. It has happened. So you find that someone is bipolar, but then they do not exhibit the three types of bipolar disorders that we have just mentioned. So does this sound familiar? Any of these, do they sound familiar to you? Well, okay, so let's just get more into the signs and symptoms of bipolar disorders. What can you look out for? How are you going to know that, okay, this is bipolar disorder and it's not maybe depression or anxiety? So in a few minutes, I'll be able to share the signs and symptoms. But first, before I share them, I want to ask to look at the risk factors of having a bipolar disorder. Talking about risk factors, researchers are still studying on the possible causes of bipolar disorders. I know in most parts of the world, people have different myths when it comes to mental health disorders. But then people need to get the right information. So when it comes to bipolar disorders, the study is still ongoing. But from what has been researched on, scientists have found to say the brain structure and functioning of a person who has a bipolar disorder is different from that one who doesn't have a bipolar disorder. And also they added that genetics can be a contributing factor to a bipolar disorder. And certain people that are more likely to have a bipolar disorder than the others. So those are the only two findings which have been reported scientifically. And I'm sure in the few years to come, more research is still being done and we can arrive at what is causing these bipolar disorders and other mental health disorders. So we get to treatment and therapies. Is there treatment for bipolar disorders? Is there anything that can at least, you know, stabilize these moods? Are there any therapies that can help? Well, let's get to find out. So coming to the signs and symptoms. So remember we mentioned to say when it comes to a bipolar disorder, it comprises of two characteristics. These are the manic episodes and the depressive episodes. So just to share a few symptoms for the manic and the depressive episodes. So for the manic episode, one might feel very up or high. They'll be extremely high and they can have this mood for the rest of the day. Then if they're feeling depressed, if they're in a depressive episode, they'll feel very sad, down or empty. Then in a manic episode, one might feel jumpy or weird, while in a depressive episode, one might feel slowed down or restless. In a manic episode, they have a decreased need for sleep, while in a depressive episode, they have trouble falling asleep, wake up too early, or they sleep too much. Remember, we once talked about depression in the other episode in season one. So basically, there are those signs of depression in a bipolar disorder, but it is also accompanied by a manic episode, because in a manic episode, you'll find that they have a loss of appetite. But in a depressive episode, you might find that they have increased appetite and weight gain. Then in a manic episode, you'll find that they talk very fast about a lot of different things. And in a depressive episode, you might find that they talk very slowly and they feel like they have nothing to say, or they just become so forgetful. Lastly, in a manic episode, they feel like their thoughts are racing, whilst in a depressive episode, they feel, you know, they fail to concentrate. They have trouble when it comes to concentration and making decisions. So these are things that we have to look out for when it comes to bipolar disorders. Then lastly, the other thing is, in a manic episode, they feel like they are unusually important, talented, or powerful. You know, there's just this emotion they have. There's this power that they have. They feel like they are very powerful. They feel like they're so talented. And you know that, okay, this is just to an extreme. While it's in a depressive episode, they feel hopeless or worthless. So it's more like a manic episode is the opposite of a depressive episode. So let's get to treatment and therapies. Are there any treatment and therapies that can help stabilize these moods? Well, let's discuss that. So when it comes to treatment and therapies, treatment can help many people, including those with the most severe forms of bipolar disorders. And, you know, it's accompanied by other things. It's not just medication, but there's therapy involved, there's psychotherapy involved, there's what they call the talk therapy, which also helps them very much. And the other thing is, one thing we have to know is bipolar disorder is a lifelong illness. So if you discover it in someone, you have to know that you have to be there for them for the rest of their lives. You have to give them that love and that support. So there are certain medications that are given to people with bipolar disorders. These are called mood stabilizers and second generation antipsychotics. And these are best prescribed by the health personnel at the mental health clinic. So if you suspect your loved one has a bipolar disorder, it's very important that you actually take them to a mental health clinic and they can actually prescribe these drugs for them. Then apart from these drugs, there's what is called psychotherapy. So psychotherapy is also called the talk therapy, and it can be an effective part of the treatment plan for people with bipolar disorders. So when it just comes to psychotherapy, it's a term for a variety of treatment techniques that aim to help a person and identify and change troubling emotions. So it's more like a cognitive behavior therapy, which will help them redirect their emotions. And this is very important for people with bipolar disorders, because they have a hard time, you know, between the highs and the lows. So it's very important that they get through this therapy. And the other thing is, you just have to be there for them. Like I said, you know, the love, the care, and the support means so much, and it actually speeds up the recovery process for them. There are other treatment options, and some people may find other treatment options helpful than the others. There's what is called the ECT. So the ECT is the electroconvulsive therapy. So this is a brain stimulation procedure. So what happens in the ECT is that people can get help or relief from severe symptoms of bipolar disorder. So when the ECT is used, it's more like there's a stimulation which is given to the brain, and this will help them, you know, manage their emotions and, you know, just relieve the symptoms of a bipolar disorder. So more research is still being done. Okay, it's more research is still being done on how best these other therapies are working. And like I said, on the risk factors, the causes, and the other things, there's still a lot of research that is being done. But what we have at hand is there are mood stabilizers, there are these talk therapies, there's the ECT. So we can utilize those. But the first major step you have to take is, when you identify your loved one is unwell, please take them to a mental health clinic and let them seek the help that they need. It will really, really help them. And let's just be advocates for mental health awareness. Let us reduce on, you know, on these myths that people have. And, you know, there's a lot of stigma and discrimination that goes on because people lack information. But if we are there to educate people on how they can support our friends, our relatives, and our loved ones who are experiencing a rough time with mental health disorders, it can actually be a great step. This has been Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through word and action. I am always excited being here and talking about mental health awareness because I know there are so many people who are affected, or, you know, it's either they're infected or they're affected, right? Yeah. So there are many people who are affected by these situations, these mental health disorders, and they're kind of draining. But then let's have this right information, and remember to share this episode so that other people can also get to know about bipolar disorders. Thank you so much. Have a blessed and productive week ahead.